1914. From Aldershot to Braham. One of a series of poems that I wrote commemorating the centenary of the First World War. A poem by Joe Wilson. He was sent to Aldershot for training. He would learn how to kill or be killed. The training was all done with broomsticks. When he thought back, it made his blood chill. His unit was sent down to Portsmouth to board a ship and go over there. It was packed to the gunwales with weapons, and the rations left no room to spare. He practiced with his rifle on the journey like others who'd not held one before. He'd no sense of the horror he'd be facing, nor the violence he'd always abhorred. He was such a small piece of shrapnel, caught both eyes as a shell case shattered. He never saw his two boys as they grew into men, missing out on so much that had mattered. His wife, who he loved, always helped him, and a life with new interests grew. He learned how to read the Braille papers. It pleased him he'd still know the news. But the trauma from the experience scarred him, and ire with politics grew by the day. So he took to his new odd Braille keyboard and wrote articles and letters to complain. He could sense the new way that the wind blew in the corridors of power in the house. There was money to be made in new weapons, and politicians ignore those who grouse. Then again, 2 decades later, it started. Another war that would mean more men dead. The obscenity rose like the bile in his throat. So once again, he took to